Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was Wolf Alice and Moaning Lisa Smile. Back from 2014 and their Creature Songs EP, which they released on Dirty Hit Records. I interviewed Wolf Alice at that time at the Portland Arms in Cambridge. And I think we caught them again in Latitude. And they were okay. Never realised they were going to make it as big as they actually did in the end. But I kind of went there mainly to watch the support band Superfood, who I really liked at the time. They're long since gone. But yeah, Wolf Alice were pretty good. That's probably their best track for me. Before that, Garbage and Vow, taken from their self-titled debut album, which came out in August 1995, reached number 6 in the UK album charts. Now there's a brand new album coming out from Skepwax called Under the Bridge 2, a new compilation. We played a track from it last week. You might remember we played Action Painting and Just Who Are the Cockleshell Heroes. Now this one is from Gentle Spring. They're Paris-based Michael Hiscock and Emily Guillemot. Michael used to be in the Field Mice. So this compilation very much for fans of, are you allowed to call it twee music? I'm not really sure. Not sure if that's derogatory or not. But you know, fans of thoughtful late 80s indie music, certainly. This is Gentle Spring and Dodge of the Rain.
Waiting to see you. honey, I wait for ya. Honey, no, I never get tired of ya. Wait for me, man, just wait for ya. Baby, that I never get tired to ya.
Do you want to drive?
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, brand new single from Honey Buzz. They're a band from Bristol. That was Not Your Place, came out a couple of weeks ago. And before that, Gretel Hanlin, who has some new stuff out. But there's a track she released in October 2022, and Drive. Forgot how good that was, thought I'd give that one another play. Next up, singer-songwriter from Canada called Jean. That's J-E-E-N. And you can find her on Twitter at This Is Jean Music. Brand new release from her. This is from her current album, Gold Control, which came out last week. This is So What? Phoenix FM and Resurrection, The Cardigans and Hanging Around, taken from their album Gran Turismo, came out in 1998, reached number 8 in the UK album charts. And before that, a track from PJ Harvey, and I don't play a lot of PJ Harvey on the show, which is a bit of a mystery because I do like a lot of her stuff. But I was actually, well, I was in a community cafe in a village last week, of all places, eating a cheese and onion toasted sandwich, which was very nice indeed. And they were playing some great music over their little CD cassette combo, which I think they had, you know, one of the old early 2000s ones. I remember them playing Beetle Bum by Blur, and they played that song that I also just played, PJ Harvey and The Words That Maketh Murder. And I was sitting there listening, thinking, I know what this is. It took me a couple of minutes to remember what it was. Anyway, good to hear that one again, and I've heard it twice, so there you go. Now, next up, I did say I was playing a lot of Britpop, and it's not just the big hitters as well. A lot of people who, not to be rude, never quite made it into the Premier League or the Championship. You might say some of the bands I play are in the Isthmian League of Britpop anyway. I'm not going to be rude and say which bands went where. But this is a group you might not remember. They're from Hull, and they're called Space Maids. They were considered the next big thing at one point. They released one album called Super Cool in 1997. It never really took off, unfortunately. But it's a great album, and I discovered it last year when someone posted one of the tracks online. And it's not on streaming services, so I managed to pick up a copy cheap on eBay. Might be 2024, but it's still good to be buying CDs, isn't it? Anyway, this is Space Maids and Baby Come On.
I don't want to say something's gone. Yeah.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. As a very, very young lad, I remember going to the record shop, usually Adrian's in Wickford, and seeing that album with a striking cover all the time, and I ended up buying it because I liked the cover art, and thus began my love affair with the Sugar Cubes. That was Planet from their 1989 album Here Today, Tomorrow, Next Week, which reached number 15 in the UK album charts. I was lucky enough to see the Sugar Cubes play a one-off gig because they split up around about, I don't know, after their third album when Bjork had a solo career. So I'm guessing around about 94 they split up. And I saw them in 1992 with Levitation supporting them at Brixton Academy. That was a great gig. But they didn't play any other gigs after about 1994. And they just did a one-off in 2007. In the sports hall in Reykjavik, and I got tickets for that. I remember Iceland Air did a special package where you could see the gig and fly over and get the plane nice and cheap. Well, it wasn't that cheap, but you know what I mean, cheaper than if you'd arranged it all yourself. So I went over. I was meant to be going over with my wife, and there was a family illness and she couldn't make it, and she sent me on my own, and I got really ill because I forgot how cold Iceland was, and I underdressed. I had a light jacket and a t-shirt, and it was absolutely snowing everywhere and freezing, and I ended up in hospital the next day after the gig. But you know, I lived to tell the tale. So that's my Sugar Cubes memories. That was Planet from the album I already mentioned, Here Today, Tomorrow, Next Week. And before that, Echo Belly and King of the Curb, a band who never made me ill, but they did come into Phoenix FM studio quite a few years ago. I think it was about 2012, 2013. And they played some new stuff and a couple of oldies as well, acoustically. Sonia and Glenn, absolutely lovely people. Spent a long time chatting with my daughter, who happened to be at the station at the time, who is now 20 years old and at university. Anyway, that was King of the Curb from their second album, On. Now, this is a song that I always felt could have been a massive hit if it came out 20 years earlier. It's from US singer-songwriter Blondefire. This came out on her EP called True Confessions in March 2016, and this is the title track.
For love that I can find. Your lips might you listen? No, but you are now, boy. So sinister, so sinister. But last night was wild. What's the matter there? Feeling kind of anxious. That hot blood grew cold. Yeah, everyone, everybody knows it. Yeah, everyone, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. I'm finding a new way, baby.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection Powder and Deep Fried, a band featuring Polo, who of course ended up in Lodger with her husband-to-be Danny Goffey from Supergrass. But I really enjoyed Powder when they were about. They only had a few singles. That one came out in November 1995. It was their final one. Deep Fried and Franz Ferdinand before that, and Ulysses, a single that I can't believe it's just turned 15. It's 15 years old. The third album, Tonight, Franz Ferdinand, released in January 2009. Reached number 2 in the UK album charts. Don't think they've ever had a number 1. That was as close as they ever got. Now, one of my favourite bands from the 90s and current days as well is Salad, who have stopped touring for the time being. And they had played live quite a lot over the last few years. In fact, I think they're the band I've seen the most times live in the 21st century. They are writing and recording new music, though, which is always great news. This one's from their debut album, Drink Me, which came out on Island Records in 1995, reached number 16 in the UK album charts. This is Shepherd's Isle.
Something to forget about tomorrow. and we talk older, 'cause she treats us this young. But to her guidance, we'll be all over and done. Then you can start dancing, dancing.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection from 1996. That was Marion and I Stopped Dancing from their debut album, This World and Body. And that's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for staying with me for the last 2 hours. Always great to have you here with us on Phoenix FM. And if you missed any of the shows or any part of it, you can go to phoenixfm.com and catch up again. I will be back same time next week. Going to leave you with a brand new track from a band that's been kicking around for many years, and we're very thankful for that. Ride have got their new album Into Play out at the end of March. It's their first one since 2019's This Is Not a Safe Place. Here's a lead single from it. This is Peace Sign. I'll see you next week.
Feeling inside is intense. side of time, as you climb the face of the rock.